This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A Minnesota man was sentenced to life in prison after he was convicted of selling lethal doses of fentanyl to 11 people. A U.S. district judge in Minnesota imposed the sentence after telling Aaron Broussard, 31, that his disregard for human life is terrifying. A jury convicted Broussard, who lived in suburban Minneapolis on March 31st, of 17 counts, including distribution of fentanyl resulting in death, distribution of fentanyl resulting in serious bodily injury, importation of fentanyl, and other crimes. Broussard sold the fentanyl to more than a dozen people in 2016 through a plant food website. The overdose victims believed they were ordering a drug similar to Adderall, but Broussard sent them 99% pure fentanyl instead. After Broussard learned that several customers had been hospitalized and nearly died, he failed to warn others to whom he'd sold the drug. He also reached out to his supplier and asked for a discount on his next delivery. 11 people died and 4 suffered serious injuries. The red supergiant Betelgeuse, a colossal star in the Orion constellation, experienced a massive stellar eruption, the likes of which have never been seen before, according to astronomers. Betelgeuse first drew attention in late 2019 when the star, which glitters like a red gem in the upper right shoulder of Orion, experienced an unexpected darkening. The supergiant continued to dim in 2020. Betelgeuse is one of the brightest stars in Earth's night sky, so its dimming, which lasted for a few months, was noticeable through observatories and backyard telescopes alike. Scientists speculated that the star would explode as a supernova, and they've been trying to determine what happened to it ever since. Now, astronomers have analyzed data from the Hubble Space Telescope and other observatories, and they believe the star experienced a titanic surface mass ejection, losing a substantial part of its visible surface. Our own sun regularly experiences coronal mass ejections in which the star releases parts of its outer atmosphere known as the corona. If that space weather hits Earth, it can impact satellite-based communications and power grids. But the surface mass ejection that Betelgeuse experienced released more than 400 billion times as much mass as a typical coronal mass ejection from our sun. Observing Betelgeuse and its unusual behavior has allowed astronomers to watch what happens late in the life of a star. As Betelgeuse burns through fuel in its core, it has swollen to massive proportions, becoming a red supergiant. The massive star is 1 billion miles in diameter. Ultimately, the star will explode in a supernova, an event that could be briefly visible during the daytime on Earth. Meanwhile, the star is experiencing some fiery temper tantrums. Scientists believe that a convective plume stretching more than 1 million miles across originated from inside Betelgeuse. The plume created shocks and pulsations that triggered an eruption, peeling off a chunk of the star's outer shell called the photosphere. The piece of Betelgeuse's photosphere, which weighed several times as much as our moon, was released into space. As that mass cooled, it formed a large dust cloud that blocked the star's light when viewed through telescopes on Earth. Betelgeuse's pulse is essentially a dimming and brightening cycle that restarts every 400 days. That pulse has ceased for now, a testament to how consequential the eruption was. The star's outer layer has returned to normal as Betelgeuse slowly recovers, but its surface remains springy while the photosphere rebuilds. Astronomers have never seen a star lose so much of its visible surface before, suggesting that surface mass ejections and coronal mass ejections could be two very different things. Researchers will make more observations of the mass ejected from the star by using the James Webb Space Telescope, which could reveal additional clues through otherwise invisible infrared light. This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.